The following talk was given at the Insight Meditation Center in Redwood City, California. Please visit our website at audiodharma.org.
A lot of people from the West Coast here, the West Coast of this continent. Yeah, but all over. Nice to see everyone. Welcome. Welcome. And, yeah, we'll continue today with an exploration of what are known as the five faculties, five spiritual faculties, what I've been calling five divine human capacities. I was just reflecting as I sort of watched people come in for the chat, just how remarkable it is that the ability to be awake in the world is something we're all born with. We don't have to go acquiring anything or looking outside. We look inward, and there we can find the capacity to awaken. So the second spiritual faculty is energy, vidya. And there's times when it seems like the whole path of practice is about finding an appropriate, a skillful balance of energy. And in the guided sit, we'll kind of bring some attention to noticing this balance, establishing balance, rebalancing. And then in the Dharmet, we'll dig a little deeper to look into three aspects of the energy that we can call upon to strengthen our practice, support our practice. So let's sit. As I've been doing, I'll guide, I hope, just lightly enough to sort of bring people some some support. So we can find our meditation posture, find ourselves into it, maybe make some adjustments to the posture. And as we do so, we balance our energies. The first thing we do, I think, is sort of notice where the energy is. And as we close the eyes or bring the eyes down, or unfocus the eyes, if we keep them open, focusing them in the middle distance, we can notice a rebalancing. We move from the visual attractions of our experience to the inner world, our inner life. And typically, we rebalance a little bit from the head to the heart or the head to the body, bringing our attention inward and downward to the body. And then we connect with some aspect of the bodily experience in which there's natural balance, the breath being a typical go-to. The breath just doing its thing, finding its natural balance. And maybe we can just notice this morning or this afternoon, this moment at any rate, how the breath is. Maybe it's a little quicker, maybe it's a little slower, maybe it's shallow, maybe it's deep. Maybe as we bring attention to it, it shifts toward a more relaxed state. In all of these ways, we establish a balance of energy between effort and allowing. And if we notice that we get a little drowsy, a little dreamy, we can, in various ways, add a little more effort, a little more alertness, a little bit more energy. And if we notice ourselves getting kind of caught up in the mind, maybe wrapped around a thought pattern, typically we'll notice that that involves a quickening and a tightening, and sometimes a subtle or obvious sensation of being a little off balance, off kilter. And in that case, we can maybe take away a little energy, open up a bit, soften a bit, maybe softening the body, letting the shoulders lower back down, relaxing any tension around the eyes, noticing any holding or bracing in the upper body or in the jaw. And in this way, rebalancing. As in riding a bicycle, pushing a scooter, flying a kite, sailing a boat, walking. We never just establish balance and then it's fixed. It's a practice of always rebalancing, coming back to balance. So as we sit and the mind gets entangled in things, looking into the future, considering, reconsidering, replaying the past, thinking about other people, thinking about ourselves, as we bring our attention back to the breath, as we open our attention, maybe back, if it's become tight around ideas and thoughts, opening it back up to the breath, opening up to all that's available in experience. We can be aware today of the rebalancing that happens, finding again our way back to a place of balance between alertness and being at ease, between the effort that's needed to maintain attentiveness, attunement, and the ease that is central to the practice. So coming to the end of this sit, noticing where the energy is. And once again, reestablishing balance between alertness and ease. If we've gotten a little dreamy, a little foggy, a little unfocused, we can add a little spritz of attention, of attunement. And if we've gotten a little tight and over-efforting, we can relax back into a more skillful balance between alertness and relaxation. Let's bring the sit to a close by sharing the benefits of our practice, which sometimes we hold a little close, sharing the benefits of our practice with others. When we give freely of the benefits of practice, it doesn't diminish the store. It seems to increase the goodness. So, wishing all beings well, wishing all beings safety, security, good health, wholeness in body and mind. Wishing all beings freedom. Wishing all beings freedom from suffering. May all beings be content, know happiness, and live at ease.